I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Good Monday afternoon. Welcome into another episode of The Memo. It is April 25th. That's right. Quizzed you and you got it right.
Yeah, you caught me off guard. I didn't know we were starting.
Also, didn't even know that was what today's date was. Yes, Monday, April 25th.
Bam. I'm on the
locally, ball. It's 9:48 a.m., but where you are in the future, it may be a different time.
Who knows when it is?
Who knows what time you're listening to us? How is the future? Let us know.
Yes.
Email please. Us, memo@journalink.com.
Tell us what the future holds.
Send us back some scores of some games we can bet on.
Email us one of those almanacs.
Yeah, one of those sports almanacs. Yeah. That tell they've us. Apparently published in the next 12 hours.
Exactly. Yeah. To tell us if they're flying cars yet.
Yes. Very advanced technology in the next 12 hours.
I'm sure. Hey, it moves so fast these days.
Yeah, you never know what's
going on. As soon as the new iPhone comes out, it's like obsolete the next day.
I am Derek Russell.
Oh, yeah, I'm Brad Locke. Which you heard in the intro, I guess.
I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Derek Russell. Now you're all confused.
Now the future's a scary place. People are switching. We don't know who's who anymore.
Mm.
How was your weekend, Bradley?
It was fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy.
I don't know why I said it that way.
It wasn't just dandy. It was fine and dandy. What pushed it over the top?
Kind of like fine a and dandy. Hard candy Christmas. Now I'm singing Dolly Parton.
Oh.
Sorry. Anyway.
Morning.
Morning. I finally saw the Captain America Winter Soldier movie. I know it came out like 2 years ago. Yeah. I don't have time for movies, okay? I barely have time for TV shows.
You people of the future, while you're sending things back, tell Brad about TiVo and the iPhone 4.
Shut up. But that was one of my favorite Avenger Universe movies, I'd have to say.
And you're still like, what, three behind?
Yeah.
Four behind?
Probably haven't. Well, I've seen Age of Ultron, but there were a bunch of kids in the room, so I don't really still know what happened in that one.
Oh, that came after Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, whatever. I need to go back and watch that one again.
Ant-Man.
I haven't seen Ant-Man. They've had three Iron Mans or two?
Three.
I don't know if I've seen the third one. Well, I might have. I can't keep up now. They're making these things. They're just churning them out like...
It's like flipping through the Bible. I'm just going to start over here in Deuteronomy. It's fine. I'm sure I won't miss anything if I do that.
I've been watching Daredevil. I haven't really got... I've only watched the first episode of season two, and that's sort of, I mean, it's in the same universe, but it's not directly tied in,
like,
I guess.
Two sentences that ties it in, and
yeah,
that's it.
But that's a good show, but what else did I do this weekend? I don't remember.
Yes, the show is all about you. So
you asked. Yeah. I'm not trying to answer.
Yeah, my fault. Yeah, I got it. That won't happen again.
Mowed the lawn yesterday.
Did you?
Got something done.
How was that?
I hate yard work. Basically,
you hate everything.
I do. I hate manual labor in general.
Yeah. Well, you don't like labor at all.
I don't.
No.
It's terrible.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Makes you a stronger person. Get some sweat equity in on some things.
That's why I go to the gym. I don't like the gym either, but I go.
Yeah.
So I won't die before I'm 50.
Well, you're working on it.
Okay. Working on what? Dying?
You only got like a few days till that happens.
Or 10 years.
Till you're 50.
Till you're 50, not till you die.
Oh, okay. Well, man knows not his time, Derek.
I got those websites online where you can type all that information in.
What?
To tell you your death date.
Really? Well, I mean...
Yeah, that's like 1990... Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so Captain America Winter Soldier came out around 1998, when the internet was in its heyday of chat rooms and stuff. They started inventing websites where you could put in all your information. It would tell you the exact date of
your death.
They can't
predict that.
That's
impossible.
Thanks, Brad.
Come on. But all you people listening... All you people listening in the future, though, maybe you could email us and let me know if I die.
Let me know when Brad croaks.
Yeah, let me know when...
I'm going to feel really bad if it's today.
Let me know when I kick the bucket. Hey, you will feel really bad, won't you?
Like for a minute.
Wow. Next day, back on the...
I'm giving the eulogy.
Podcast. What?
I'm giving the eulogy.
No, you're not.
How am I not? I'm podcasting live from the funeral doing the eulogy.
Things just got really dark.
This is
live podcast.
Welcome to The Memo. It's
right next to Brad's casket here.
No, we're cremating you.
Brad's coat. No, I don't want to be cremated.
We're going to sprinkle you right in that general area.
Brad's final show. Put a mic here.
Please don't die today.
Reminds me of the Jack Crystal funeral, which, you know, I know, not a cheery topic. No, but this was in the story. Jack In his casket, they had put a microphone in one hand and a cigarette in the other.
I like it.
And it was, I'll be honest, it was amazing. I mean, you got to like that, okay? You have to like that. Jack would have loved it, certainly. Yeah. He had a good sense of humor. Anyway, enough death talk on a Monday. Boy.
We need to get Leslie.
Well, the future must Chris be a scary here, since place.
She's the living editor.
Oh, yeah, the other day.
That's funny.
Yeah, Leslie the other day was co-hosting, said, I'll introduce her as living editor, and she's like, well, better than dead editor. Well, that's a good point.
That's funny. I like it. All right. Well, we got a full show today.
Today's show brought to you by the Grim Reaper. Yeah, we got a good show. We got Caleb Bedillion talking about the Major Thoroughfare Program.
Are you going to massacre his name while he's
Bedillion,
in here?
Bedillion, yeah, Bedillion, Bedillion. You can say that all day. Got Dennis Sid, business editor, talking about Smithville and trying to...
Is that really how you want to spend your last hour saying Bedillion?
On my deathbed.
Shouldn't you go like hang glide or...
Bedillion.
That's a Citizen Kane moment.
Rosebud. I want to enjoy my last few minutes.
I'm going to guess you've never seen Citizen Kane.
Not all the way through. I've seen about half of it.
Well, that's better than I thought you would have. Well, Chris has seen Citizen
I've
Kane.
I've seen it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, now that...
I think it's a requirement to work in a newspaper that you have to have seen Citizen Kane.
I thought I mentioned this before. In my mass media class in college, we watched it
and then
one
you fell
week.
Asleep.
No, we had to watch it over 2 days because it's kind of a long movie. The second day, for some reason, I didn't make it to class, so I missed it and haven't tried to watch it since. But you hear so much about it, you kind of... It's like... Spoiler alert. I mean, I already know how it ends because you hear it about it all the time.
It opens with the ending.
I don't remember. All I remember is a guy.
That's how the movie film opens. It opens with the ending and then it flashes back and tells his life.
All I remember is a guy in a newspaper office. That's it's a long time ago.
You remember the snow globe?
Rosebud. Maybe. Rosebud. Yeah, I mean, I've heard all about Rosebud.
It was his sled.
Yeah, I know.
It was his childhood
sled.
So now
I'm not going to be like, oh, okay. When I watch it, I already know how it
goes. Spoiler alert to those of you in the future from a film that came out and...
Like 80 years ago.
A long time ago.
Anyway, where was I?
41.
It
was so close.
1941.
Caleb Bedillion, Dennis Sid, and then you've got wacky crime reports.
I do have wacky crime reports. Going through them right now, we got some... Got some doozies.
Doozies? Woods involved?
Nah, not this week.
No
woods people
nothing
immortal.
You're going to make up for...
I could make something up, I guess.
Please don't make anything up. Please.
Yeah. So, anyway.
All right.
Let's go.
Fire it off. Caleb Bedillion joining us now to talk Major Thoroughfare. It's that time again. And it comes up every so often where we must discuss the streets of Tupelo.
Every 5 years, to be exact, Derek.
It's like clockwork or death. Sorry, Brad. I had to do it one time.
Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the
crypt. Death is unexpected in many occasions. The major thoroughfare is very expected.
It's roaches.
We'll be talking about it again in 5 years.
It's roaches and taxes and major thoroughfare. So special election coming up on May 3rd. Is that correct?
That is correct. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. City voting precincts, not county precincts.
May 3rd is next Tuesday, isn't that correct, Caleb?
That is correct, last time I looked at my desk calendar.
That's great. And what does the future of the Major Thoroughfare Program hold by these votes?
All right, well, what they do is when a renewal of the program is on the agenda, the committee approves a list of projects they'd like to spend the next 5 years' worth of money on. City Council has to approve that. If the project is renewed for a sixth phase, then the money can only be spent on those projects that have been approved. But there are more projects approved dollar-wise than there will be money. So we know what could happen. Some projects are more likely to occur than others. For example, five-laning Eason Boulevard between Veterans Boulevard and Briar Ridge Road. That's already designed, pretty much ready to go as soon as the money starts coming in, if the program is renewed again. That one very likely to happen. Also likely to happen would be additional lanes on North Gloucester between Barnes Crossing Road and the Natchez Trace Bridge, and reconfiguration of the Eason Boulevard US 45 interchange. Now, there are some other projects on the approval list, but they haven't even been designed yet, and it could be that they would be so expensive to do. It might not fit into this phase, but who knows?
We might eat up that $20 million.
Exactly. Well, and there will be less for that this year because they want to spend $5 million of the $20 million on maintenance of past major thoroughfare roads and major collector roads. So whereas in years past, they could have assumed, you know, you've got $20 million to spend, and if we can get a little extra MDOT money or some grants, maybe we can make all these projects happen. This year, there will only be $15 million for new projects or construction if Phase 6 is renewed next Tuesday, May 3rd.
Which is a Tuesday. As I understand
it. I have the same understanding. Okay, Derek.
Just so we're all on the same page here. A lot of this, and the same thing with major thoroughfares been before, a lot of this is spillover from things we didn't get to in past
exactly.
phases.
A number of the Phase 6 proposed projects are leftovers from Phase 5. For example, Phase 5 had a proposal to add right-hand turn lanes on some of the busy intersections on North Gloucester, like the entrance into Barnes Crossing Mall, to keep the traffic in that right lane from backing up. But that didn't happen in Phase 5. It's on the Phase 6 list, but MDOT's doing their own study of North Gloucester. So don't expect, if Phase 6 passes, that by the end of the year, we'll have right-hand turn lanes into the mall.
We could see those pop again on Phase 7.
Maybe.
Seventh.
We'll see.
Phase 7.
Phase 7? Did I say 7th?
I think you said 7th.
Phase 7th.
Phase 7th.
The title of my autobiography.
We'll be optimistic, though.
If May 3rd is an election in 5 years again, that won't be a Tuesday. It'll be a...
Saturday?
No, more.
Sunday?
Dang it. Trying to do the math on that very quickly. As you mentioned at the head of this, though, only city precincts, not county.
That's right, and only Tupelo residents. So if you live outside Tupelo, don't bother showing up.
But hey, you don't get a say-so.
You don't get taxed for it anyway.
You don't get a say-so. That is exactly right.
You may enjoy riding on the major thoroughfare roads, but that's about the extent of your...
But you didn't pay for them.
Yeah, it's about the extent of your stake in the issue.
All right, Caleb, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, Derek.
Hey, be sure to watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated by Mississippi lawmakers. You can watch live each Monday about 2 o'clock or catch the replay later in the day, again, at djournal.com. And we've been having new episodes throughout this legislative session. The session just ended, I think, on Thursday last week. We're going to have an episode today, and so Bobby's going to kind of just recap what went down these past few weeks down there in Jackson. And then going forward, we're going to figure out some way, I think, to keep doing it. So new episode this afternoon. By the time you're listening to this,
In the future.
You can go. You can watch the replay at djournal.com. Check that out. Let's welcome business editor Dennis Sid back into the program. Hello, Dennis. How are you on this Monday?
Good morning. It's a great Monday.
As Mondays go.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
He's lying. Look at his face.
I didn't have donuts, but I'm okay.
Yeah, you didn't bring donuts. It's almost like expected now that Dennis brings donuts at least once a week. It's only Monday, though.
It's only Monday. It's still early.
It's still early. You spoiled us. You had a story you want to talk about in Sunday's paper. Nice long piece on Smithville, in particular, of course, the business aspect. It's been 5 years as of April 27th, which will be, what, Wednesday? That'll be the five-year anniversary of the tornado that destroyed much of the town. 14 of 16 businesses were destroyed. A lot of them have come back, but not all of them, Dennis, including the Piggly Wiggly. It's gone, and they don't have a grocery store.
That's the biggest void. Everybody wants a grocery store, and nobody seems to want to open up in Smithville because I think the reason is there aren't enough people to support a grocery store. Yet, you know, we did have the Piggly Wiggly there before the tornado.
Right.
So Mayor Kennedy has been working hard, and of course the town folk have been working hard trying to recruit somebody to come in, but still no luck. It's just an empty slab where, you know, serving as a parking lot at this point.
Yeah, that's Mayor Greg Kennedy. And how does he feel about the chances of getting one in the future? I mean, like you said, maybe it's just not an attractive spot right now for people.
He's just, you know, he's staying hopeful, but he doesn't think that a chain like another Piggly Wiggly or
yeah.
Wiggly Piggy.
Yeah, that too. Maybe I didn't eat those donuts, but he's thinking that maybe some independent grocer will come in and
sure.
and see the value of opening up, because at this point you either go to Amory or Fulton, and you know, 10 or 12 miles either way.
It's not ideal.
Not ideal. So we'll just have to see what happens. They're working hard, and there's a lot of reconstruction is taking place, but that's the biggest void right now. Of course, also if they get more, you know, businesses, industry to open up, that'll bring in more people, which will in turn attract other businesses to come in. So it's
right.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned industry in the story, townhouse home furnishings. It came back after the tornado, but could not stay in business, and it closed down 3 years ago. Now, Behold Home Furnishings opened in 2014, employs just under 100, so not quite as many as Townhouse Home Furnishings. So what are they trying to do to attract some more industry there?
Well, the old school, where the site where the school was, it's basically industrial property now. It's got the infrastructure in place, so if somebody wants to build a big plant, or it can also be subdivided into several smaller plots. Is 18 acres, so that's an available space for someone to come in. And you know, the Monroe County Chamber of Commerce, Mayor Kennedy, they're all working together, working with MDA, trying to get somebody to come in. Economic development, team sport.
Team sport. It's not all bad news. I mean, there's a couple of restaurants you talked about, Mills Diner and Plantation. Is doing pretty well.
Yeah, and then Atkinson's Steakhouse. Yeah. Yeah, you know, they're doing well. For males, it was nice when they had Piggly Wiggly across the street where they could go get the meat. But
True. Now
they say they have to drive to Amory or Fulton. You know, and so for convenience sake, everybody would like a grocery store. So if anybody has an opportunity or knows somebody, hey, here's your chance.
Yeah. And, you know, these kind of diners, I mean, these mom-and-pop places, they're very popular around here, obviously.
Oh, sure.
And you see a bunch of them. So that's encouraging, at least. I mean, the overall, how do they feel about how business has rebounded in Smithville?
Melanie Edwards, the owner of Mel's Diner, said she was kind of concerned because they made the place bigger after they built it, and she wasn't sure if that was a good move. It turns out it's been a good thing. She's, as she said in the story, I'm blessed. We're blessed.
There you go.
So, you know, if you're ever anytime there on a weekday for lunch or in the evenings having dinner on the weekends, it's a busy little place.
Yeah.
Hamburgers are really good.
And the steaks.
You okay today?
And the catfish. It's Monday.
Okay.
So it's worth the drive over there from Tupelo.
Yeah. Any of those places are good to eat at.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not one to turn out food. As you can tell,
none of us are, Dennis. It's pretty obvious. Anyway, all right, Dennis, thanks for your time, sir. Good story. Y'all can, again, check it out in Sunday's Journal or at djournal.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out the two sports podcasts that we produce here at the Daily Journal. We got a new episode of Prep Rally coming on Wednesday, a high school sports podcast with me and Gene Phelps. Going to have a new episode Wednesday afternoon. It's also a webcast that you can watch at djournal.com, but you can listen to the podcast for free on iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. And then every Thursday, we've got new episodes of Double Coverage, Ole Miss and MSU Sports Talk with Parrish Alford and Logan Lowry, and you can listen to those on iTunes, your podcast app, or doublecoverage.djournal.com.
Time now for today's news memo. For more on these stories, head to djournal.com or read your daily journal. The long road into a new home is finally complete for First Christian Church in Tupelo. After a tornado flattened the building in 2014, the congregation gathered on Sunday afternoon to dedicate its new facilities. The new building is arranged much the same way of the old one. It has two rows of seven pews with three windows overlooking McCullough Boulevard. The church had a used mobile unit for its worship space for the past 2 years.
Tupelo officials say a bond package approved by the state legislature last week should give the city enough funding to complete a planned replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial at the city's Veterans Park. The bond package includes an appropriation of $750,000 for the memorial. Local officials and project organizers say it would boost tourism in the city and provide regional and statewide benefits. Those state dollars, plus privately raised funds and money already spent by the city of Tupelo, should be enough to complete the project. The governor still must sign the bond bill.
Tupelo Public School District students may be able to use Wi-Fi on their wireless electronic devices while riding to and from school activities in the near future. The school district is considering offering Wi-Fi on several of its buses. It would initially be available on 4 school buses and on both Golden Wave travel buses. Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pizant said the district hopes to be able to offer bus Wi-Fi specifically for students who frequently travel with athletic teams, choral groups, band, and other groups. It could also allow coaches, directors, and chaperones to more easily encourage students to work on school assignments while traveling.
Cinnabon is coming to the mall at Barnes Crossing. Plans for the franchise have been submitted to Tupelo's Development Services Office. It may also include Auntie Anne's Pretzels. Meanwhile, Five Below is opening in the King's Crossing Shopping Center that is home to Kohl's, Nukes, and other retailers. The company caters to teens, preteens, and their parents. It carries an assortment of cell phone cases and chargers, remote-controlled cars, yoga pants, and more. Merchandise is priced at $5 and below.
School districts across the state must decide how to deal with budget cuts handed down by Governor Phil Bryant last week. The cuts will reduce funding for the Mississippi Adequate Education Program by 0.43%. They were the result of a state revenue shortfall. Bryant also made cuts in January, but MAEP was exempt from those reductions. The cuts are for the current budget year that ends in June. Although most of the money has been already allocated by districts, school leaders said they try to build a cushion into their budgets for unexpected changes. The Lee County School District will be cut by $142,000, and the Tupelo Public School District will be cut by $132,000. Tupelo Superintendent Gerald Loden said it might impact some planned summer initiatives. Lee County Superintendent Jimmy Weeks said the cut will mean the district has less money to set aside in case of future emergencies.
Be sure to check out Thrive Marketing, a full-service digital marketing company located in Tupelo, providing websites, search engine optimization, social media management, email, and text messaging services for local businesses. Online at thrive.ms.
It's Monday, Brad. Still is. And in the future, it may be a different time. But for right now, proper present time.
As we're talking.
It is Monday.
It is Monday.
What happens on Mondays?
Crime reports.
Brad dies.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Well, nobody died in the crime reports today, thank goodness.
Well, that's good.
No. Well, we got some good ones.
That wouldn't really be wacky. That would just be.
We did have somebody going to the hospital.
Oh,
we'll get to that.
Okay. Wow me.
Okay, I will. North Gloucester Walmart employee stopped a 19-year-old female attempting to leave the store without paying for nearly $300 worth of makeup, food, and clothing. The woman told the officer she was trying to steal from the store, and she, quote, enjoyed the adrenaline rush it gave her.
I understand.
See, she just fessed right up there.
I stole your wallet earlier.
I'll be honest. This is fun, officer. I'll probably do it again.
Yeah.
As soon as you let me out.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Just saying. Can't help myself.
$300 is just, you know, slap on the wrist.
You know.
It's a Mary Kay.
It's a boring life. Might as well go find some way to get your kicks.
Get a little makeup stolen out of the Walmart.
Yep. There you go. A man said he was working out at a North Gloucester gym after 10 p.m. His ex-girlfriend came in after him, worked out for about 20 minutes, then went outside and was talking to several guys. One of the guys came into the gym and told the man, "You don't do that to a girl. She doesn't deserve that. You're going to get what's coming to you."
Oh, goodness.
Wow. Okay. So I'm wondering if these guys know anything about these people's relationship besides what she told them.
That escalated quickly.
I like how he came in to get the other side of the story.
She just happened to be coming up there.
I'm sure. I'm sure that was it too. I'm sure
she was aware of the time he was going to be there.
I'm sure these guys aren't like just trying to impress this pretty girl.
Right.
Oh, we're going to beat up this guy. I'm not saying
you don't treat a woman like that.
Yeah. And maybe he did treat her poorly. We don't know.
He could have.
But we don't know that
men
he did.
Men usually do.
We don't know that he did. She could just
men are terrible. Him. We know this.
Wait, is that the end of the report?
That's it.
So why was law enforcement called?
Because a threat was made.
He felt threatened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By several guys at the gym.
At the gym.
So, but you just said he just went up to him and said, "You don't treat a girl like that."
And then turned around and walked off.
I don't know. That's all it says.
I don't hear a threat.
Oh, I need
He said, "You're going to get what's coming to you.
That's threatening.
That part. Okay.
This kind of crap doesn't happen at my gym, thank goodness.
I think this was your gym.
No, it wasn't.
Don't you go to Anytime Fitness?
Yeah, but that's not on North Gloucester. An Auburn man said he and his girlfriend broke up because, quote, it wasn't working out.
I understand.
And she moved out.
Yeah.
As he was riding his motorcycle down Auburn Eggville Road, the woman's son tried to run him off the road.
Oh.
Apparently the son's not taking it as well as everybody else.
I wonder if this is the same guy from the gym and he's
I don't know, man. He's after people.
It wasn't working out. It's like the Punisher.
So, sounds like a mutual parting of ways, doesn't it? Yeah. It wasn't working out.
Yeah, it's fine. Move out. You know, it's not working out. Well, I understand.
You don't break mama's heart.
No, apparently not.
Mm-hmm.
You think the son would be happy?
I don't know.
He's not with the guy anymore.
He could have
been
him.
My dad.
No.
I don't know.
Brad,
he was mad at him for not sticking around.
It's going to be okay.
As he ran him off the road, he told him, "You don't treat a woman like that."
Yes. There you go. It gets better. Officers responded to the South Gloucester KFC restaurant for a vehicle parked and running for more than an hour, well after the store closed. This guy's up to no good, I'm sure. They found a man passed out in the driver's seat with food in his hands. Took a while for them to wake the intoxicated man. He was charged with public drunkenness and disorderly conduct. Didn't even get to finish his biscuit, I guess. Had the food in his hand. He's all drunk, got his KFC, and he just can't finish it because he passed out.
If he cranked the car up and it was running, where's the threshold for DUI? Does the car actually have to be moving?
The keys have to be in the vehicle.
Well, the key was in the vehicle if it was running. So could he get a DUI for that?
Yes.
Even though he was parked?
You were still operating the vehicle.
Yes.
I mean, but he didn't get a DUI.
I'm sure he did. Well, he got charged with public drunkenness and disorderly conduct, so it doesn't say he got charged with DUI.
I'm not speaking from experience. I just happen to know. The key has to be in the ignition and turned.
They might have charged him with DUI.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Well, let's be honest. Who hasn't fallen asleep halfway through a bucket of KFC before? Show of hands, anybody? It happens.
Yeah, food coma.
Yeah.
A man reported an accident in the parking lot of Longhorn Steakhouse on North Gloucester. He said a reddish Ford F-250 with a flatbed trailer backed into a silver car.
Oh.
As the truck pulled forward...
Wait a minute, that's mine!
As the truck pulled forward, it drug the car across several parking spaces, making an awful noise.
I bet.
The truck drove away without stopping.
I wonder if he even knew he did it.
I would think so. You're dragging a car across the parking lot.
Well, if you got a trailer on it...
Let's put a little extra wax on it next time. It'll be fine. Well, nobody will notice.
However, the person whose car was dragged didn't file a police report.
I guess they filed
it. Just the witness?
This says a man reported an accident, so I don't know if the driver saw it or someone else.
I got you.
But, yeah, that would kind of ruin the dinner, wouldn't it?
Several parking spots.
Owner of the silver sedan.
To a silver Honda Accord, your car is being dragged across the parking lot.
Across several parking spaces.
And try our new bread.
Walk out of the restaurant. I don't remember parking.
weren't we down there, honey? Was the glass intact?
Wasn't the car silver?
Didn't it have a bumper on the back end last time? We
didn't have
it.
A Honda. Now it's just a Duh.
When did we get the red paint job?
I don't like those racing stripes. What is that? Anyway, okay, one more, Derek, and we'll be done. A woman was... Tell your stomach to be quiet. It's been growling the whole show. Go get a
protein bar
or something.
Don't shame me.
Jeez, eat breakfast.
I didn't eat dinner. I was here all night.
Hey, what are you doing here all night?
Stuff.
Okay. A woman was caught trying to leave Walls without paying for $16.70 worth of jewelry hidden in her purse. Instead of arresting her and taking her to jail, she was released so she could... Any guesses?
Go to Walmart and steal
and get some makeup?
No.
I thought we were going to come full circle.
I think. No, why was she released, do you think? Just a guess.
She went into labor.
You're on the right track. There is a visit to the hospital. So she could go back to the hospital, which makes me think she left.
She started at the hospital?
I said so she could go back, so I assume she was at the hospital. So she could go back to the hospital to, quote, take care of her liver transplant.
Oh.
So she left the hospital to go shoplift?
Well, liver transplants are expensive.
I mean, that's important to get your liver. I mean, especially if it's like a urgent thing. I don't know. Liver is an important organ. But like, A, why did you leave the hospital if you're about to get surgery done?
Well,
yeah. B, would the police really buy that? Of course, I don't know if the police. I mean, I guess the police were called at some point.
If she's still hooked up to dialysis, maybe. I don't...
Yeah, I mean, did they release her and then call the police? Because if the police are there, I'm thinking... They're going to at least take her in and try to verify that she's actually having liver surgery, transplant surgery.
If she's slightly jaundiced, it might help her.
I mean, maybe it was
her.
Clearly evident. I mean, maybe she wasn't herself.
She was painting on some yellow.
She just wanted some jewelry to look nice during the surgery.
Yeah.
Even though I'm pretty sure you can't wear jewelry during surgery. But
I've got to get back. I've got to get my liver.
Yeah.
And so, I also needed this cross necklace.
I don't understand. People. Yeah. Anyway.
Maybe she just wanted an adrenaline rush before the surgery.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Try to take her mind off
of it. The only way to make my heart beat.
It was the nerves. She just had to get out of there for a minute and go shoplift something to calm her nerves. So, you know, hey, who hasn't done that? You can read more of these reports at tipsheet.djournal.com. There you go. Yeah. That's it for the show, isn't it, Derek? We're done. Already.
Apparently.
Yeah.
You're still here.
I'm still here.
Clock's ticking.
I'm not dead yet.
I'm getting better.
I'm not quite dead.
Just a flesh wound.
Yeah. You'll be stone dead in a moment. I feel like I could go for a walk.
I feel happy. I feel happy.
So we hope you'll be here Wednesday.
I'll sure
try my best. But odds are probably against you.
Thanks, Derek.
That's no problem.
I'm going to be going around with a cloud over my head all day. Figurative cloud. Or is that just the shadow of the Grim Reaper behind looming you. Over me?
Sir.
Hello, sir.
Morning.
Give him a, give him a Melvin.
I think he's Phineas.
When am I get my Bill and Ted reference?
Yeah, I got it. Okay,
making sure. I could play chess with him.
Yeah. Connect
or
four.
Is it checkers?
Chess.
Is it chess?
Well, they wanted to play chess.
I haven't seen that movie in like 20 years.
It's taken from an Ingmar Bergman film, The Seventh Seal, where the Grim Reaper, a knight returns home from a crusade, and the Grim Reaper comes to take him, to kill him, and he challenges him to a game of chess. But obviously in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, it was Connect Four.
That's right.
Checkers. And
oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't seen that in a
Operation,
while. I have to go back and watch
they
that.
End up doing best two out of three.
I did watch the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure just a few months ago for the first time in a while. Still love it.
Those are still two classic movies.
Keanu Reeves and the other guy who I don't know what he's doing now. I don't even remember his name. Keanu has an okay career going
Alex
for
Winter.
Him. Alex Winter, yeah.
They're working on part three.
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious. Me? They're gonna crowdfund
tease
it.
Me,
I'm
Derek.
Not teasing you.
I don't buy this.
But look it up.
Bill and Ted.
I read another Alex Winter interview about it just the other day.
Come on, now Bill and Ted's three. Google says it's a thing.
Now you got something to live for, Brad.
Okay, I don't. Here's something about the one big problem with making Bill and Ted three. I'm sure there are many problems. They're like 50 now. Go to news. Okay. Hold on, guys. Sorry, podcast listeners. This is big. Okay. To be set in the UK. This is from April 18th. Where it might take place. What the heck? How did I hear about this? I don't understand. Yeah, the first two came out in 89 and 91. And now...
Yeah, the premise is they never... Later. The premise is they never did actually write the song that saved the world. 30 years later. Yeah, it just never got around to it. So
they're traveling to various eras in London. So I don't, okay.
It's a thing, Brad.
I mean, let's be honest, though. Keanu Reeves still looks pretty much the same age he was then, so they can pull that part off. I don't know what Alex Winter looks like now. Of course, there won't be any George Carlin. Rest in peace. Okay. Oh, the Reaper could pay another visit. Okay, that'd be fun. Wow, okay. Don't know when it's going to hit theaters, but apparently it's a thing. You just made my day, Derek.
Bill and Ted. At least you found that out before your time was up.
I won't be able to see it before I die. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Maybe we'll get you one of those lucky fan screenings before you die for a film that hasn't even been made yet.
I don't think they've even started. Yeah, pre-production.
Just going to get Keanu and Alex to come in and pitch the whole movie to you.
There we go. I'm sure they do that.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to read up on that later. This is amazing.
Take us home, Brad.
I'm happy. Okay, follow us on Twitter at DJournalMemo. Send us an email from the future. Memo@journalinc.com. Let me know if that Bill and Ted movie's any good.
Send us Brad's obituary. I'll read it.
What will my obituary be like? I don't want it to be your normal run-of-the-mill obituary. I'll probably have to go ahead and write it myself to make sure that they just don't put in something boring. So anyway, follow me on Twitter at Brad Block. I can schedule tweets for after I die. I know you can do that, right? You can schedule tweets. So I could schedule tweets for like 2 years from now.
All Death of a sudden, is awesome.
He's still on Twitter. What the? Yeah.
No. It's like Chris Farley was showing up in movies way after the fact he died.
Yeah. You're on Twitter at W. Derek Russell.
That I am.
Chris Kiefer's on
Twitter.
I will
not be tweeting after my demise.
Our producer at Chris Kiefer. Which F is silent? I can't.
Second
F is silent. Okay. Don't want to confuse people. And we'll be back on Wednesday, Derek. So hopefully, if I croak before then, y'all just
I can't
get
say
Lauren
for
just
you.
Get Lauren or Emma to fill in.
That's
fine. Okay, we'll see y'all next time. Thank you.